the first record we did was a gospel bluegrass record. And when I got to know him, I found out that he was a Bush ballad guy. And I was like, okay, so why are you making a bluegrass record? But anyway, yeah, he definitely introduced me to the whole genre and everything. But and then the bluegrass record, I think we did all pretty much standards on that, standard gospel songs. And he started telling me about it, and he was talking about doing another one, and that was in 2013. He was talking about doing a proper Bush ballad record, which was the record last year in 2014, and that really opened up my eyes to the whole scene.
And what is it that you do like about Bush ballads?
It's so deep, you know, with the Australian culture, there's so many things that you can actually sing about. And as we were just discussing during lunch, there's not a lot of really subject matter left in traditional country music. I mean, it's, you know, it's divorce, it's cheating, it's drinking, and it's how good you're doing. But in the Bush ballad genre, it seems like there's so much more that you can sing about. And I don't know, it's opened up a lot more, seems like.
And how, as a producer, did you approach to recording his songs? Dina said that you've certainly freshened up his sound.
Yeah, I mean, really, I think Dean's found out my secret. And the secret to my production technique has nothing to do with me or my studio. It's that I have access to tons of great musicians here in Nashville, Tennessee. But, I mean, you still have to stay in the guidelines of what Australian Bush ballad music is all about. And Dean quickly, you know, I became obviously acquainted with his music, and then the, you know, Slim Dusty stuff, and all the, you know, everything that the people in Australia really understand about the genre. And, you know, there was a few things we had to adjust here and there to keep it traditional sounding, but he wanted to make a fresh record too. He didn't want to make the same, I'm not going to say run-of-the-mill record, but he didn't want to do the same basic sound, which is, it could very easily be done in Australia because everyone knows that style so well, they're going to play it that certain way. And in America, we don't know that style so well. We just know country music, which is, it's, I guess, Big Brother, you know. And so we just basically applied what we've always known, changed it up here and there to be more traditional Bush ballad stuff, and tried to keep it fresh. And, you know, of course, we just kind of, to us, it was just like, oh, well, this is just good old country music, you know, and it was great. We loved it. But it's, what's funny is we talked about this, the first Bush ballad record we made last year. It's like, okay, it takes a guy to come over here a million miles away for us to get to do a country record in Nashville, Tennessee. I thought that was great.
And what do the musos who work on the album, what do they think about the genre?
Well, they have to go, we have to adjust those guys sometimes. And what's funny is, when we were doing the Bush ballad record last year, I was going to say, oh, well, we'll have piano on this one and we'll have piano on that one. And Dean was like, no, mate, no piano on Bush ballad music. I was thinking, oh, okay, well, no piano. Okay, well, what is it then? It's just a pick strum guitar. You know, it's a nice electric, some acoustic, fiddle, dobro, drums and bass. But so that's what we kind of had to, you know, change up. And they thought it was great because they got to do, you know, they were like, man, this is more country than what I get to do all the time. They have to do this, you know, this Nashville country music, whatever that is, and which I hate it, basically. I really hate it because it's bad rock and it's disposable music because there's no content to it at all. And that's what's great about the Bush ballads is it's got tons of really meaningful stories about the land, about the people, about, you know, historical figures like that song we did last year about that Ned Kelly song. I was like, when I heard that, I now realized that Waylon had cut that song, but the story originated from Australia, which I had no idea about. And that was, we were all like, man, that's a great song. You know, we loved it, all the songs. So they really enjoyed it. They got to do what they really want to do by playing, you know, even though it's Bush ballads, we looked at it as just country music, you know, but we loved it.
And so do you think you'll do more Bush ballads? Are you welcoming any other Aussies over here to record with?
Well, as a matter of fact, there was a gentleman that Dean knows, and his name is Dale Duncan. And Dale contacted Dean about you know, where he cut over here. And Dean told me, Dale, all about me. And so Dale contacted me at the first of this year in 2015. And we talked, and he said what he wanted to do. And he set a date, and so we cut a record. Now, it's really, even though he's got a few, he's trying to do a few, you know, standard Bush ballad songs, or more in that traditional lane. Some of his other stuff was more, I'd just say, just more really what we're used to playing all the time here, which is just, I wouldn't dare say it was modern country, but more traditional sounding country music. But yeah, so Dale's got one that's going to be coming out, and I don't know who else may, I don't know who else comes down the road. I mean, I was telling Dean, I said, I don't want to get too many because I don't know, I'm not going to know how to, you know, make everyone sound different as a producer, you know. If you get 15 different Bush artists come in, I'm going to have a hard time trying to make everyone sound unique. But so far, Dean's record is very unique, the one we just made in 2015. It's great. I mean, it is really, really great. So, man, when that thing comes out, people are going to, I think they'll really, really like it. It's still traditional, very fresh, very country. You know, very, it's, we did lay on the Nashville to it a bit, you know, but I don't think it's going to be anything. It's not going to be well received. I think it's going to be well, so. But, you know, that's the thing as a producer, just trying to make everyone, trying to get everyone their own sound. And obviously the main thing to their own sound is their vocal. That's what really separates everyone in the end. But it could be interesting if I had more than one or two, you know, three or four artists. I don't know, but hey, I'm welcome.
Hearing those stories, does it make you want to come to Australia?
Oh, I'd love to come to Australia. And now, obviously, you know, I can go up in Queensland and visit Dean. And I think Dale lives down in Tamsworth, and he said, yeah, come on, we'll put you up and show you around. So, yeah, I'd love to go to the Tamsworth Festival, and just, I'd love to see, you know, meet some of the artists and, you know, just hear the music and see the outback, and I'd love it. I want to go out in the bush. I want to do some mustering. I want to, you know, go to the billabongs and all those, you know. I'd love to.
You've had a fairly stellar career as a producer and a harmony singer. What have been your highlights?
I would say the highlights were obviously the years that I got to do all the harmony with Marty Stewart, because that really introduced me to, you know, being able to sing on, you know, records with someone that me and Marty were in a bubble. You know, the way we blended together was, I think, unique in what we did. And but I would have to say, bless you, Marty, I'm sorry to say this, but I have to say the highlight of the harmony singing was when I got to do the George Jones Choices, or Cold Hard Truth record. I think it was called Cold Hard Truth, back in 98, 99, whenever that was. Yeah, and so that was the biggie. Yeah, it was great.
And so producing?
Well, producing, you know, I've never really produced anyone that would be maybe considered, as in America, as big as Marty Stewart or anyone like that. It's all been independent artists, and you know, but I've always treated it like it was as if they were, you know, had a major record deal. I gave them the best that I could give them, and but no, there's no one that's on that kind of level. It's independent artists that make they're paying for these records out of their own pockets, and you know, they're touring out of their own pocket. And so they have no record companies or anything like that, and they're producing these records out of their own pocket. So there's been a whole lot of them. But, yeah, I mean, I would say Dean would have to be the most well-known artist, really. And because the most of the artists I do in America, no one knows who they are. They have no idea. But, I mean, Dean's got a pretty big following over there in Australia, so I would say Dean might be the biggest one I've ever recorded, as an independent artist, that is.